Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me by phone today is the Center's president, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Brad, something happened. It took a long time to resolve, but the courts finally came up with a new redistricting plan for the state of Minnesota. What does that mean for residents of rural Minnesota?
Well, redistricting happens every 10 years, and it's always based on the census information. And so really what we've seen from a rural perspective is we have a declining population. We have an aging population. And with the redistricting plan that the courts put out, it really reflects the, kind of the new face and the new numbers of rural Minnesota. And unfortunately, what that means is we're going to have less representation from a rural perspective. The metro area, the deep inner city metro area also lost some representation. And really the growth came in that outer ring suburbs. All the way up towards the St. Cloud area. So you really are seeing a shift in, power, voice, representation.
So that, that could have some actual real dollars and cents ramifications then to outstate Minnesota?
Well, it takes votes to pass things and it takes votes to stop things. And the less votes you have of people that understand rural issues, the more concern I think we all should have. I see this as a call to education. I really do. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people running for office in these new districts all over the state that maybe haven't ran before. There'll be people getting elected that haven't been elected before. So it's really going to be a switch from, counting the votes and knowing where the votes lie to educating those that do have those votes and make sure that rural issues are represented. It'll be interesting because you take some rural communities that have been used to having one representative to now those rural communities are going to be paired with other communities. So you maybe have two towns that weren't in the same district before that are now. So we're all going to have to figure out how to get along and play nice together. And, the more we can speak with one voice from a rural perspective, the better luck we will have with legislation and with policy in the state.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up, these issues, Brad, because what typically gets ink is the situation where a particular representative or state senator is, now no longer living in their district, and so now they may have to run against somebody in their own party or something like that. So you often hear those stories, but there's some real consequences that go beyond the sort of what gets a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's the sexy headlines journalists like to write about, but that's really just people in politics. I mean, at the end of the day, politicians come and go, elections happen every 2 years, and we see new faces. But we, as rural residents, have 10 years to live with these boundaries. It's just a different lay of the land that we all have to be aware of.
Well, thanks, Brad, and we'll see, how this plays out. But certainly you're right. It's a 10-year thing to live with. So I appreciate your expertise on this. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.